Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
So looking forward to this interview with Michael David Harrison and Beverly Crawford, or should I say Lady Beverly Crawford Todd. Yes, indeed. You don't want to miss a word of this interview. We're going to have a lot of fun. But first, I want to play this dynamic new song, Sweeping the Country, by Michael David Harrison featuring Lady Beverly Crawford Todd. Yes, indeed, everybody. This is called Pick You Back Up.
Oh, I like that. There were many times I stumbled and fell. The devil thought he had me in his hands. I fell down on my knees. I cried, Lord, help me, please. I fell down. There were many times I stumbled and fell. The devil thought he had me. That's too hard for God.
But what a mighty God who will cover it all. This joy that I have, God gave it to me to tell you all of His grace and mercy. He will never leave you all by yourself. It's only a test, so take the first step. So don't leave it down in the dumps. God knows just how to pick you back up. Oh, cause I tried it for myself, and I know one thing, that God will, He'll pick you back up. He'll never leave you, huh? He'll never forsake you, huh? He'll be right there to the end. Just hold on, huh? Be strong now. Don't you dare give up, huh? Don't you dare give in, huh? You got the power.
Yeah!
gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have two people who are tremendous. Their contributions to the body of Christ go unmentioned, unparalleled. I am talking about Michael David and the one and only legend herself, Lady Beverly Crawford. Welcome to Real Gospel, and Lady Crawford, welcome back to Real Gospel. You probably don't remember me, but you know it's all good.
Listen, I remember that voice.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So right off the bat, Brother Michael, if you could just give us a little background about where you're from and just a little bit about you for listeners who are not familiar with you. And then Lady Crawford, if you can do the same, just in case there's someone who is new to the body of Christ because they got saved yesterday and they're like, ooh. So just in case.
Okay. Well, my name is Michael David Harrison, and I'm originally from North Virginia. I currently reside in Houston, Texas. This gospel industry is all new to me. I actually started off in education, rose through the ranks from teacher to become principal, and then a shift happened. And through the shift, I began writing music. And so I started to write songs and began to really pursue that. And kind of that's how I sort of fell into the gospel music industry.
Okay.
And I am Beverly Crawford. Most people probably know me from Bobby Jones Gospel and sung with Bobby Jones for 6 years, raised in Gainesville, Florida. And I moved to Nashville, Tennessee years ago, and then from there, Dallas, Texas, and I did album with Warner Brothers, then with moved to Dallas with Bishop T.D. Jackson, with signed with his record company, Deck City Sounds, and EMI Records, and then later on I signed with JDI Records and out of California, and then moved back to Florida. So we're back here in Florida. I Crawford, and we're pastoring my father's church, Landmark Holy Temple of God, and I'm still doing gospel. Most of the songs that they may be familiar with is Jesus Precious King, Praise Jehovah, It's About Time for a Miracle, He's Done Enough, and the list goes on and on and on. People still pulling up videos from Bobby Jones Gospel on YouTube. So born and raised in Gainesville, and so seven kids and pastor PK, so pastor's kid, and I'm still doing what I do, still singing, and just so honored to be with Brother Michael to do this song that we're going to be talking about with him.
Certainly. I didn't know you were did you say you were pastoring now currently?
Yes, we've been pastoring now, me and Pastor Todd, for 15 years now.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, a lot of people know. That's why, like you said, it's good to reintroduce yourself, because a lot of people who may not even know who you are and or even know where you are now, because somebody just hit me up on Instagram and seen me and said, I was wondering where you were.
See there?
Yeah.
So, Brother Michael, I heard you say that you were a teacher. And so how did you all connect? How did you all, network?
So I always believe it was a divine connection, because I simply reached out to her camp via Facebook, and they responded and got me in touch with her husband, Pastor Todd, and shout out to Pastor Todd, and seemed like the rest is history.
Wow. So when you reached out, what did you say? I mean, because, she's pretty busy. So, I mean, come on, you got to share. Come on, you got to let us know. Come on, man.
I'm telling you, I sent a message and said, hi, my name is Michael David Harrison. I'm an up-and-coming songwriter. I have this great song I just wrote, and I would love to feature you on the project. How can we make it happen?
You know what? I don't know, Lady Crawford, or should I call you Ty? What should I call you?
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
I want to make sure I get it right. But
right, some people call me pastor, some people say evangelist, but me and my husband, we just let this. You can call us our first name. We're gonna answer. We know who we are.
Okay, so it's okay if I just I don't feel comfortable calling you Beverly. Can I call you Pastor Beverly? How about that?
Yeah, that's fine.
How about Lady Beverly? I mean, what?
That sounds wonderful. Whatever you feel, yeah.
Because
I'm the same way, X. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to put a title to it.
Yes, I got to put some respect on that, you know? I feel in my spirit, though, that, that Lady Beverly, that when you heard him say he's an upcoming artist, that you had a heart for that. Am I off on there, that you just have a heart for people who are trying to, you know, coming up?
Right, because I've been there, and you never know what opportunities are affording you. So you don't, a lot of people, they turn people down and say, you just started out. They forget where they came from and forget that even though you might be at the top today, you can be down and nobody know who you are. Or they don't, you had a hit song, but they don't remember it because that was then, this is now. And gave me my first opportunity. So I always think about somebody gave me a chance. So I've always said, and I've been there where I've talked to other artists and they treated you cold or they didn't have the time of day for you. My husband always said that when we meet people, we would never turn them down. I may tell them, hey, I don't have a record company, so I don't know what I can do with this song. You know, but some people come to you and they want you to help them. But what I do, I never turn them down. We always direct them to the right people. And when Brother Michael, when he contacted us, you know, I just let my husband handle it and say, hey, find out what he wanted, what he's talking about, because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And at least if it's not something that I could do, that we can lead him in the right direction to the people that are doing it.
Amen.
That's what you do. You give people opportunities because somebody took the time out for me. My husband sent that little tape to Bobby Jones. Gospel, that was the VHS tape then. He was the only one that responded.
Wow.
And look where it took me, all over the world, because of that one seed. So I want to help somebody else.
Wow.
And to give them that opportunity, you know, and I tell them, we're honest with them. It may work for you and it may not work,
but you
have the tools there. Now we've given them to you to, like Albertina Walker say, stay in the way. And I used to wonder what she meant by that. She was like, stand there. I was like, stay in the way. Now I know. She say, stay there. Everybody else might seem like they're bigger than you, or they're going places, or they got so many hit records out, or they're doing something that you decide to do. She said, you just stay there. In other words, keep going to those workshops. Keep going to those conferences and get information. You know, right now, you can't do a lot of concerts and stuff now. We do a lot of virtual stuff. But go in there and find out information. You know, people on the internet trying to find new ways to have the conference. So when you see a conference come up that you can virtually attend, do it so you can get information. And then another thing, like Michael did, don't be afraid to hit that artist up. Because a lot of people be afraid to contact that producer or contact that artist or that person that they may be an actor or something. They want to do a movie and there's a producer there. And just contact them. All they're going to do is either contact you or not contact you, or they say yay or nay. But at least you have tried. And so he reached out. And that's what a lot of people fail to. They be afraid to reach out to people. Faith without works is dead. So you
come on now.
Amen.
Think about it.
Amen.
And have a dream and a vision. But if you don't work towards it, it's not going anywhere.
Amen. So, Brother Michael, talk to us about Pick You Back Up.
Pick You Back Up is a good old church tune that I wrote about maybe 2 years ago. Is part autobiographical. I went through a real turbulent time professionally where I was pretty much down on my quote-unquote luck, you know, really at the bottom of things, where I felt like my world had just turned upside down and the rug was pulled from under me. And gradually over time, God has, you know, opened doors and opportunities, such as working with Beverly Crawford to, you know, pick me back up. So that's one part of the inspiration of the song. And then the second part is my music was being presented at the Gospel Music Workshop of America by a singer, and she was singing so spirited, you know, she just got so into the song that she literally fell off the stage.
Wow.
But she kept singing, and she kept, you know, praising God.
Wow.
And so that right there was a moment of inspiration for me to know that, you know, even when you're down, you keep on moving, you keep on pressing, you keep on keeping on, keep on going, because eventually God will pick you back up.
That's awesome. So when you all finally collaborated on this song, what else did you come up with?
I think we bonded as friends, as a family.
We just
connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know how you sometimes meet people, and it's like you've known them for years.
Mm-hmm. Mentorship.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely, I believe, what sprung out of this.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, we're family now. He can't get rid of me.
Oh, y'all can't get rid of me.
I can feel it through the airwaves that you two have a kindred spirit, and that you are definitely connected in the body of Christ. It's very obvious. And shouts out to Dr. Bobby Jones as well. Go ahead.
The opportunities, you know, like I said, Dr. Jones gave me, he taught me so much too, with being with him all those years, to give people a chance, you know, and don't go by how they look, or, you know, you can help them. And that's what he did, show you, direct you. And that's what you do. You help people, give them the tools. And I thank God for that. You know, and I thank God for Michael, because too, the way he presented himself to us. You know, some people can come and they'll present themselves to you and say, oh, I got the song. And it's like, you know, I'm the person already. And nobody else will even know who they are. But they have arrived, so they present stuff to you in the wrong way. But he came real nice and respectful. Then he, whatever we needed, he treated us right and took care of us. Because a lot of people, they want you to do stuff for them, but they don't treat you right, you know. Mm-hmm. And then want to take advantage of you. And what Todd saying something? What you saying? Oh, Todd said that. Todd said that. But except he made him walk to the restaurant, which was right across the street.
Can we tell that story?
Go ahead, Mike. You probably can. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is my first time meeting them. I had a chauffeur pick them up from the airport to get to the hotel. And I had planned out lunch. You know, I kind of already earmarked where we were going to eat at. And so the restaurant was a block away from the hotel. And so I was like, if y'all don't mind, we can just walk, you know, to the restaurant, because it's only a block away. Mm-hmm. And Lady Beverly, she was good with it. She was like, okay, yeah, sure, come on. I'm ready. But then Pastor Todd, oh my God, he put up a fit. He was fussing, and I'm not walking on the block. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to sit right here, and y'all have to figure this out. And I was like, now mind you, this is my first time meeting them. I'm like, oh Lord, I got myself into you know. And so I said, no problem, I'll go ahead and get an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ordered an Uber for them, and like I said, it was just a block. So I figured I'll let them ride the Uber and I'll walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually ended up beating them to the restaurant, and they tell me that the Uber driver started chuckling when they arrived to the restaurant, because he said, "Look, you see that over there? That's the hotel." So literally, the hotel was across the street from the restaurant.
Wow. How much did that Uber cost you?
It was just $10. But it was hilarious.
All right, hold up a second. I'm coming up on a hard break. I'm coming up on a hard break. I need y'all to pause this story right there. Oh my gosh. The restaurant, the Uber. Just pause this story for a second, all right? We need to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to pick back up with the rest of this story.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.